This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I leave knowing that the true strength of our military lies not in our weapons, but in the hearts of the men and women in uniform, in your patriotism, in your professionalism, and your determination to accomplish the mission.
All of us in South Dakota, across our state, are hoping and praying for Senator Johnson for the best possible outcome.
If there is a vacancy in the office of United States Senate, South Dakota law provides that the governor appoints a replacement to that position and that that person serves until the next general election.
I would oppose increasing forces. I think it would be a mistake because it gets us in deeper rather than getting us out, and mainly because it's a political solution which is required here.
I believe that there's still a compelling reason to have an increase in troops here in Baghdad and in Anbar province in order to bring the sectarian violence under control.
If we lose our nerve, if we're not steadfast in our determination to help the Iraqi government succeed, we will be handing Iraq over to an enemy that would do us harm.